Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is New York City Councilmember Andy King, and you're tuning in to the 47th episode of King Talk Radio, the show with real views, real news, and real talk. When we talk about anything that motivates your soul, whether it's your spirituality, your family, your job, or anything that makes you feel happy. For all of you who are listening tonight, if you want to give us a call with a question or a thought, you can call us at 323-870-3869. Again, that call-in number for tonight's show of King Talk Radio is 323-870-3869. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can send us an email at kingtalkradioshow@gmail.com. We are so excited. We're here live in the Boogie Down Bronx right here. If you haven't ever not been to Sun Life, well, you need to find yourself at Sun Life Total Health Juice Bar here on White Plains Road between 228th Street and 229th Street, where we have the best in all kind of organic and healthy foods to keep your body strong, keep your spirit safe, and more importantly, keep you living for a long, long time. As we do on King Talk, we go into our community calendar, and this time, talking about our community calendar, on Tuesday, the 6th of February, the Literacy Inc. are having their annual For Love of Reading celebration. New York State Chancellor Betty A. Rosa and my colleague, Councilmember Chamark Traeger, Chair of the Education Committee, will be joining the Literacy Inc. to celebrate their literacy volunteers and community partners. The event will be held at the Empire Room on the 40th floor at 30 Rockefeller Plaza from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. To RSVP, email sdozier, D-O-S-Z-I-E-R, at linknyc, that's link, linknyc.org, or by calling 212-620-5462, extension 152. Happening on Thursday, February 8th, the Clergy Council of the 49th Precinct will be hosting the second annual Holiday Fellowship Dinner at the Sands Banquet Hall at 813-815 Allenton Avenue. For tickets, call Pastor Gooden at 917-273-2605. Again, that is the 49th Clergy Council Precinct second annual Holiday Fellowship Dinner. You can get tickets by calling Pastor Gooden at 917-273-2605. And on Friday of next week, it will be the 48th edition of King Talk Radio Show. And if you have any questions about tonight's show or have any suggestions for next week's conversation, please email us at kingtalkradioshow@gmail.com. Again, you're tuned into the 47th edition of King Talk Radio. We're here live at Sun Life. So when you're live, you're going to get the live background. You're going to get the people talking. You're going to hear the machines moving. You're going to hear people chatting. You're going to hear just life being lived right here at Sun, here on 228th Street. So we want to talk about some things that are also in the news. What's in the news? Let's talk about the State of the Union. For the first hour of President Trump's speech, he talked nothing about domestic policy, just tax cuts, the economy, trade, regulatory reform, immigration. He talks a good game, but the old folks say the proof is in the pudding. Let's see what he delivers. Trump has spent his first year serving as President Obama's eraser. He pushed for the repeal of DACA, universal health care, and has stripped out regulation after regulation put in place by President Obama. And on Tuesday night, Trump announced his plans to keep Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba open, a direct rebuttal to President Obama's long-made and long-failed pledge to close the prison. Trump is purposely working to do an undo, shall we say, what President Obama has done as president, and we heard it all in his State of the Union address. I don't know if anyone's surprised that nowhere in Trump's speech did he address the special counsel investigation into Russia's attempted meddling in the 2016 election and possible collusion with members of its own campaign. Well, you think about it. That's for thought in tonight's news. Today is February, and on February 1st, yesterday, the Black History Month began here in the United States, and we're so grateful that a young organization that I know, the Bronx Youth Empowerment Program, observed our history month, celebrating our history at Evander Childs High School campus, honoring a number of community leaders. And as I say to all of us, you know, I am so grateful to pioneers like Hazel Dukes, the president of the NAACP New York State Conference, we were able to honor for our tireless work for decades in New York, in the city of New York, and throughout the United States. Also, another I could call a little firecracker who is following after Hazel Dukes, but who also was the youth director for Al Sharpton, the National Action Network, who has now paved her road to be a great advocate for many in the United States. Ms. Tamika Mallory, who we'll give for the honor, if those of you don't know, who also was the founder and the organizer of the 100 Women's March, the March on Washington that was so successful with over 200,000 women, you know, to stand strong, stand cause, and stay united as women. So recently I was had the privilege of being sworn in as a member of 100 Black Men, and I was so grateful that the work that these young men do and protecting their neighbors, being strong professionals, and just being those that are committed to making sure that our young people and our Black community grows and stays strong in a world that always has bigotry and prejudice instilled in its core vibes. So the president of Mike 100 Black Men, Michael Garner, I was thankful for him to come, and I say congratulations to you, Mr. Garner, for being a part of our honorees celebrating our history. And finally, to conclude, Al DeCastro, 91 years young, who just celebrated a birthday, a pioneer here in the North Bronx, who established the East Laconia Community Organization and led the fight in establishing a youth center in our neighborhood. I'm proud to announce by 2020 we'll have a YMCA that will be built right here in the 12th District, right off of East 229th Street, right across from Spelman High School. So this is what's been happening. You know, we're talking about Black History Month, but you know what? Black History Month is more than just one month. So I say to each and every one of you, make sure that you have a conversation with your family of the story of us. It goes beyond the month of February. It's a consistent effort for children and remind ourselves. So I say in this month, remember, reflect, and then react. That's what we need to do. We need to do that each and every day because we come from a strong set of kings and queens that are all across the globe. We just happen to be here in the boogie down Bronx. And when we're going to take a quick break to get back to talk about what it is to be only not only Black in America, but not only celebrating Black history, but we're going to come back and have a conversation with one of our great Black establishment, Black-owned. And as I always say, support Black-owned, because when you support Black-owned, we stay stronger, we grow stronger as a neighbor and a community. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation with the owner of Sun Life Total Health Juice Bar here right back. So we'll be right after this on King Talk Radio, right after this public service announcement.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the 47th edition of King Talk Radio Show. We're here live at Sun Life Total Health Juice Bar. You just heard a public service announcement about high blood pressure. One of the things that the history of Black folks is we've ate some of everything from the pig and everything else that was not clean for us and not good for our bodies. So in a day and era where some of our, because of our heritage and because of the slavery and of course of the oppression we've gone through, we were forced to eat some foods that necessarily were not good for our bodies. But as we educated ourselves and grown, we've gotten so much more better. So remember, you know, you are what you eat. You are definitely what you eat. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines because I believe we have a caller on the phone. I believe I hear that Hillary Bloomfield has called in. Sister Hillary, good evening. Welcome to King Talk Radio.
Good evening, Councilman King. How are you today?
Doing well in yourself.
Good, good, good.
Glad you can join us. A peace and blessings for 2018.
Thank you. Same to you. So we are speaking about our health condition of Black history and all the different things that we have eaten before that caused our body so much harm.
Yes. Oh, yes. What would you say are some? What would you say are some of the things you think we can change as far as our diet?
Well, we have to eat more vegetables. That's one of the most important things, and drink a lot of water. Okay, leave those sodas and sweet drinks alone because it does mess up your body. And just eat more at home. Try to do more home cooking than processed food. And don't eat a lot of processed food. That's what I think. I'm from the island of Jamaica, so I'm accustomed to just growing your own vegetables, growing fishing, you know, just living off the land.
Right, right. I must agree. Plucking a piece of green leaf out of the ground or some corn out of the ground, eat it, tastes a whole lot better than some frozen stuff you might get at a shopping shop. But tonight, I want you to stay listening because we're sitting here, the owner of Sun Life Total Health Juice Bar, King Shango. I want everyone, let's welcome King Shango to King Talk Radio.
Hey, nice.
So, Brother King, we got a couple of questions that have came in, you know, to learn a little bit about who you are, what you do, and as one of our strong business people in the neighborhood, you know, first of all, tell us a little about you as an individual and King Sun Life and how long you've been here.
Well, first and foremost, I must say good evening, and it's been a pleasure to sit and reason, you know, with the eye and share vital information, you know, with everyone who willing and wanted to learn these things because, you know, we learn these things, but we're not keeping it for ourselves only. You know, it is for us to pass on, you know, these things, you know, what we have learned to share it with others. Yeah, you know, but originally I am from Jamaica. Yeah, you know, and we have always, growing up as a youth, learned these things from seeing, you know, our elders such as the Rastaman them, you know, such as the Rastaman them teaching us these things. So as a youth, we learn these things, so, you know, so what we grew up on, you know, eating as our mothers and fathers would share with us, wasn't really the right thing, because when we look in our community, we see a lot of disease attacking the body and them things there. And, you know, we as a youth, we kind of analyze these things and realizing that what Rastaman is talking about was really true. So we're not going to make time, you know, we're not going to waste time just being in the community and not learning what is best for us and for others, because while we can be happy, others can also be happy, you know, not selfish with what we learn, you know, but to share with each and everyone who is around us that instead of a violence community, you know, we can be much more productive in what we learn, but to share it with others. You know, so as a youth, you know, growing up in the community, I have to give thanks to a brother by the name of Baba Rashan out of Sundial, you know, because I used to work in the system, you know, working as a nursing assistant, you know, and by being around Brother Rashan from Sundial, you know, and, you know, inhabit the whole life of Rastafarians, you know, which help I and I to grow as these days pass forward, you know, I and I grow to get much deeper into the whole aspect of herbs. You know, coming from Jamaica, I always aware of herbs, but not knowing as how I know that much today. Yeah.
Now, that's the history, and I appreciate that you sort of bring people up to speed on how you started, your connections, and what landed you to here today to serve not only the North Bronx, because I frequent here, you know, to get my roots and get my health groove on, and I notice, you know, folks travel from all over to be here to, you know, get healthier. So people say there are a number of locations around the city, you know, where you can find out how you can get healthy food and healthy beverages. What out of all the places in New York, how did you end up here in the Bronx?
Well, to share this with you, you know, I used to work as a nursing assistant in the hospital and in nursing home.
Oh.
Yeah, but I used to do like two and three jobs. And
hey, man,
I used to do some 18 hours and some 19 hours consistently just to make ends meet, and I don't want to get into other things where, yeah, the line problems. Never, you know, my mother and my father never raised me that way, so I don't know nothing about that, but just to work.
Right.
But what really landed me into the whole health field, apart from analyzing things with the Rastaman and you know, learning a little on my own. You know, there was a day I went to the doctor. But when I went to the doctor, I just went for a regular checkup, not knowing that at that time I was a sick man. Yeah, so when I went there, I did a totally physical checkup, which included blood tests on the whole nine yards. Yeah, so when I get there, like about a week after, I get a call from the doctor that I have to come back in, knowing that when I get a call from the doctor, it's never good. You know, yeah. Anytime you go to the doctor, if you do a physical checkup or a natural checkup, you know, and you have to return him, I get a call from the doctor to say, come back in because there is something wrong. You know,
so
that.
You got that something's wrong kind of call. I need to change my lifestyle. I need something different, even though I'm in nursing homes and helping people. You said we got to do something here in the Bronx.
Yeah, because. At that time, you know, I was in herbs, but not fully.
Right.
You know, just gravitating towards life and as a youth, learning as the day go by, because we still, at that point, was a youth, because at that time it was 2001. So at 2001, working in the field and still reading a lot of books to get knowledge, because, you know, knowledge doesn't stop in the education doesn't stop in the classroom. It's a whole entire journey of life itself.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So by doing that, when I get to the get back to the doctor and let me know now that my blood is too thick. You know, could land me into strokes and those things. So because of all of those things now, they told me that I need an emergency operation. So when they have explained to I and I, you know, they run a couple other tests before they did that. But couldn't go around it or nothing else. You know, so while being doing the operation, doing the tests and realizing there's no way out of it, that I have to do an operation. After I came out of the operation, I said, the only way for me now is to guide my own destiny and to take care of myself, because the doctor only can take care of me but to so much, because he's just going to go by what I told him happened. So I learned in life that the only thing I own in life is really my body, and I have to take care of my body more than anyone else, you know. More than anyone else. So what have happened is that I have learned. I have learned, you know, that I have to take care of myself. So what I have done now, I have gone much deeper in doing a lot more reading, going around Baba Roshan. You know, after going around Baba Roshan now, I have decided at that time, studying a lot of much more spiritual things than just, you know, want to learn about herbs. So being, you know, studying of spiritual things, you know, learned me into, at that point I was a vegetarian before, because I was always treading a road of spiritualness. You know, but to say, no, I wanted to get into a business where I wanted to make it into an everyday life than just to, you know, saying I'm going to open up a business. You know, I wanted to make it into a lifestyle of make, you know, your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food more than running to the doctor.
Right. I like the point that you make because, you know, life is almost a business, and you have to take care of your body and be disciplined to maintain your body like you maintain a business for a business to be successful. And if you don't maintain your body and treat your body almost as a business, it will collapse, like your business won't be successful. So I appreciate that point that you just made there. And we have a couple of questions that people called in literally while we've been on the phone. So I just want to get to them and share with you, because some people have asked you, if the question has been asked is, what kind of diet, since you talked about, you know, the business of the body, what kind of diet would you recommend to someone who is trying to change their lifestyle?
Well, one of the best diets, you know, and the main ingredients is always true to yourself and principle.
Mm.
Yeah, that is the best diet before you get to the whole physical realms of food.
You're saying they need to have a paradigm shift of how they think.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I guess if you change the mind, the body
will follow.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
All right, great, that sounds good. So we are here in your store. So if someone is looking to change, have a lifestyle change, and they said, mentally I've clicked over, this is the place to come to, what kind of products are in your stores that you can recommend? I know you have a whole lot, but maybe you can give an example if someone wanted to get started and do something different. What would you recommend?
Well, literally, you know, we always want to share with in fellow brethrens and sisters, you know, where the world has teach us where that, literally, rice is one of the main staples. Now, we don't want to shift it to that extent to say rice is the main staple because you have a wide variety of different of things, such as you have quinoa, which is a very staple, very excellent for the body, rich in protein. You know, you also have bulgur, which at the same time, it prepares similar like rice, but have much more value to the body than rice.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you a question in regards to the next question. Was, out of everything that's in your store, what do you think is the healthiest thing in your store that you have?
The healthiest thing.
Well, everything is healthy, you know, within the store. Because you want to always do things moderation.
So, you know, I'm glad, you know, I'm looking around the store and I'm seeing the roof, you know, I'm seeing the bulgur, seeing the little, everything you got going here that looks good. Now, people eat for taste. So how do you help people figure out the adjustment of taste? Because whether it's the worst thing on the planet, if it tastes good, people will eat it. You know, if you season up a shoe, well, enough somebody eat a shoe, you know, if you season it up right. So what would you say about eating for taste and not eating for taste?
Well, we all agree with that. You say taste is a valuable part in one's diet because basically average person grew up on taste, you know, of how the food really tastes and all of those things. So literally within the vegetarian world, you have a wide variety of things that, you know, when you is a true cook and you're preparing it from your heart, you know, the taste itself can blend with it, especially when you know exactly what you're doing. Like I and I is the cook for Sun Life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am the one who do basically almost every single thing, cooking the food, making all the tonics and all the juice. My workers follow right after me. I teach them how to do these things.
Well, now we know why you look so good, because you eat the stuff and you're cooking at the same time. Well, we got another question that came in, and it actually goes back into the community in regards to how do you think working out in gyms could spread, help people out, you know, would spread awareness about bad health issues. Do you think the gyms contribute to better health, or are they a myth to helping people live better? What are your thoughts?
It is.
Because at times there are more people who just want to sit up in home or lay in the bed and watch television. And laying in the bed and watching television is not really healthy. Not saying you can't watch television, not saying you can't lay in the bed. You know, but the body need to be exercised at times, and sometimes, a lot of times you can get that into the gym. Sometimes, based on the weather, in climate outside is very cold. So if you can find a place where you can be exercising and you know, motivating the body. You know, it's very helpful because, you know, while doing exercise, you have a lot of blood circulation within the body and the joints and them things you keep flexible. So the gym is very healthy also. Yeah.
Remember, everyone, you got to eat healthy at Sun Life, and as well hit the gym, do some push-ups when it gets cold, sit-ups, whatever you got to do to get that circulation in your blood. We have one more question from Ramondo Gardner, and the question to you is, besides changing my diet, what else does he need to do to change his lifestyle?
Well, I believe in reading, you know, because our elders and ancestors have written a lot of books, and the books are there that for most of us who is interested in make a difference in our life, that we can also inspire other people to motivate them and help them to change their life. You know, reading is very good for the soul.
Well, I appreciate those food facts because you definitely need to read. And as the chair of the library, subcommittee of the library last year, I came up with a campaign called Reading is Cool, because everybody wants to be cool. But, you know, you can be an idiot out on the street and not think you're cool. But if you're reading, again, you're able to manage the business and the business of your body, changing your mindset of how you should live, how do you physically get along with yourself so you can get along with the environment that you're around. So I really appreciate that. I know we have a couple of residents, people here that are inside the restaurant, and we just want to ask one of them that are here that's joining us today. We just want to ask them a question. You know, you're here at Sun Life, and we just want to know, out of all the restaurants, why do you choose to come to Sun Life to get something to eat?
All right, you want to know what's true, Sun Life? You see, within the world concept of Sun Life, the food is prepared with love, as the ancient one has said. You could taste the love within the food.
Okay.
It is a different spices, the natural spices and everything, compared to other restaurants. And not only that, they prepare good food, natural food, food that the body needs, the soul needs. Gives you that energy.
Energy. Okay.
So that is the whole concept of combination.
What's your name, sir?
Pennington.
Pennington. Well, we want to thank you for being a dedicated and a faithful customer here and supporting a brother who's doing the right thing and saving lives.
We have to support black businesses, you know, to pass the way of moving forward. We have to support our own people first before we support them, not the rest.
I do concur. I do concur. Well, I appreciate it. Anybody else want to chime in? Why did they come to Sun Life? Well, we have employees that are here as well, and I see you have a dedicated staff. I got to say I love the green, the red, and the yellow. But I want to thank you all for all that you do. You know, and we want to give some nutritional facts, you know, in regards to, you know, what they provide here. And these are nutrients that they come from the American Health Society. And you can agree with them or you cannot agree with them, because not everything that's printed up in one society always can be connected to every ethnicity in society. You know, our DNAs are different. Our backgrounds are different. The start of us being on this planet and the way we live, we have different lifestyles. So even though the system may say this works for them, but who are they actually having the conversations with? Who are they examining when they come out with these reports? You know, because you cannot examine and give reports that you've been talking to a 40-year-old Caucasian, and then you want to apply that same data to a 25-year-old black man or a 25-year-old Chinese man. You can't do that. So, but just some nutritional facts that are out there. You know, they say eat 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's important to remember that dinner does not have to be the largest meal, which you agree doesn't have to be the largest meal of the day.
Yes, I agree, you know, that one of the things is that dinner...
As a matter of fact, I would say dinner is supposed to be lighter than lunch. Yeah.
Now, listen, the man knows what he's talking about, because he's Slim Jim while the rest of us got roly bellies, okay? I want to get it right. Now, remember, the bulk of food consumption should consist, I've heard, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fat-free or low-fat milk products. Also, it's been suggested that you choose lean meat, poultry, fish, beans, eggs, and nuts, with the emphasis on beans and nuts. But if you are vegetarian or looking not to eat a whole lot of meat, you know, this is the place to come to actually get your life force back intact from all the stuff that society, especially if you're going to a number of restaurants that just overfeed you with stuff and you never know how it's seasoned, you know, that what's going into your body. You know, it's always suggested that you choose foods that are low in saturated fats, trans fats, cholesterol, salt, and added sugars. Look at the labels, because the first listed items on the label comprise of the highest concentration of ingredients. And remember, control portion sizes. I know every Thanksgiving, everyone wants to eat like they're going to the electric chair, you know, but you don't have to eat that heavy every time you go out. Your plate shouldn't be 5 pounds and 10 pounds every time you go out to eat. And remember, snacks. I understand snacks are okay if you're eating in moderation. And what you're eating as a snack makes so much sense, whether it's fruit or whole grain or nuts to satisfy your hunger, which will not cause excessive weight gain. Now, when I worked with 1199, we had a campaign, and we started Water's the New Soda, and to eliminate the sugary drinks that people engage in with all the acid, the fluoric acids inside, eating the enamel of children's teeth, eating up their esophagus, the stomach lining. People don't even know when they drink sodas how damaging it is to the human body. I urge everyone, please, let sodas go. And especially when they start talking diet this, diet that. I mean, there's so much artificial ingredients in that. And think about it. If you could take a soda and pour it out, you know, I saw, you know, soda out and left out and on meat, and it just bubbled the meat. So if I'm going to put that on that, why am I going to put that in my system, in my stomach? And people got to realize, when you drink a Coca-Cola, you drink a Pepsi, there's a reason why it burns, because there's acid in it, and it's not supposed to go into your body. But, you know, we've been conditioned because once, you know, it's the right one, baby, and you start drinking it. So we want people to understand what kind of beverages you should be drinking, and avoid large meals before you go to bed. You know, this will also decrease gastro, let me get this right, phlocco reflux and weight gain, you know. So you don't want to have that. I know I've messed up in a while and time, ate late night and started burping up stuff that started burning, and started looking for Nexiums and all that other stuff. But if you just eat right, you don't have to worry about that happening to you at evening. And for all our brothers and sisters who may be going through something, being angry or depressed, eating will not solve these situations. It may just make that underlying problems worse. Avoid rewarding children with sugary snacks, because that establishes a horrible pattern that can be a lifelong habit for them. Avoid heavy meals in the summer months, especially during hot days. And for our vegetarian lifestyle, it has been promoted as a healthy lifestyle to weight loss. Vegetarians, we know, should check with their physicians to make sure they're getting enough vitamins and minerals and iron in their food. Because you can be a vegetarian, but if you eat the wrong things, your body still won't survive it. You know, so you got to eat the right thing. Well, what would you say to somebody who wants to be a vegan? How do they do it the right way? You know, or is there a right way or a wrong way?
Yeah, well, you know, we want to more, you know, teach enough more veganism than vegetarian. Because vegetarian, they have break down vegetarian into three different sects. Meaning you have the ovary vegetarian, you have the pretzel vegetarian, and you have lacto vegetarian. Now, lacto-vegetarian is the one who consumes some form of low-fat milk. A pretzel-vegetarian is the one who consumes some form of shell food, such as fish and all of those things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
well,
the guy...
One thing I do say, I do abide by the dietary law in Leviticus, and I know that you are not supposed to eat anything that don't move in the water other than have fins and scales. So if you're eating shellfish, you're eating crabs, you're eating shrimps, you're eating all that other stuff, lobster, snails, catfish, yeah, the Most High said it ain't the best thing for you. He says not to be eaten. So that's a wake-up call for many of us who enjoy red lobster and every place else. Yeah.
Those are the things when you see many people complain
of high cholesterol. You know, it's really them things that they're consuming, but you really have people out on the street advocating for health. You know, it's more of a pharmaceutical thing, you know, people will advocate on the outside to gain some form of insurance benefits, you know, but not the health of people. You know, we are at Sun Life now, we more doing the practical thing of running a business of a store. Our aunt not bleeding blood for money. but just sharing vital information and the things that we have learned from our ancestors, Rastaman and them type of people. We have learned them things and we're willing to push it forward to show people that you do not have to kill the animal or kill the fish or kill the birds and all of them things to maintain, to sustain your life.
Well, I applaud you and I appreciate that, because what individuals don't understand, you must find something that you can allow you to have discipline in your life. And your spirituality is what leads you there. So I appreciate, you know, the Rastafarian culture that has discipline, you know, and we're just not willy-nilly all over the place. You know, in America, we people have different religious beliefs, and, you know, some of the religious beliefs still have them all over the place and not follow anything.
Yeah.
And they say, do this, and then all of a sudden they go out and do the exact opposite. They don't even adhere to all those rules. Does not establish stability in people's lives. So one of the final last tips that we've been offered is that please avoid eating raw or uncooked meat of any type. Well, you know, when I recently heard that China, that the FDA, I won't say accidentally, but they say accidentally, they were there was over, I believe, 1 million pounds of rat meat that got into the country. You better be careful if you think you're eating beef. You know, you better be real careful what kind of meat you think you're eating out there. So, you know, that's just the world that we're in. And I know I saw something, I don't know how accurate it is, but I know they're eating dog and humans in Japan. That's what I saw on social media. I hope that isn't true, but, you know, if it is, again, if you go back to what the good spirits from yesterday and our ancestors have dictated us, the foods we should eat from a higher power, then you probably can save your soul, save your body, save yourself, and save your family. So, King Shango, I want everyone again to put their hands together for King Shango, who joined us today. It's been a great, great time. You know, when you're having a good time, having a great conversation, you know, time can fly. But we're going to give you a minute to give us some closing words before we end up on King Talk. But we're going to take a break right now and have a public service announcement on healthy living. We'll be right back on the 47th King Talk Radio right after this.
Much love. Cardiovascular disease is the world's largest killer, claiming 17.1 million lives a year. An unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, and tobacco use increases your risk of a heart attack and stroke. A heart attack occurs about every 20 seconds, and death occurring almost every minute. Don't be a statistic. Start by eating healthier snacks, eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, and engage in at least 30 minutes of exercise a day. Make a change. One world, one home, one heart.
I don't know. This is one of my work.
Hey, we're back on the 47th edition of King Talk Radio. This is New York City Council Member Andy King. We are live here at Sun Life on White Plains Road. Matter of fact, we're here with the owner, King Shango, which is a black-owned business. We're so delightful. It's a place that you can get real good, healthy food, get your roots. We're here with the people who are in getting their juices. They're in getting their meals. Everyone's clapping, getting their roots. We're having a wonderful time tonight. If you don't know where Sun Life is, King Shango, give us the address. Where are we?
We're at 4060 White Plains Road.
4060 White Plains Road here between East 228th Street and East 229th Street. Come on in. If you haven't figured out how to get healthy, if you haven't figured out how to live another day, you need to walk into the door and find out where life starts and where it never ends. If you come right in here, you will be here for a couple of more years. I got to say, you've done a remarkable job. I know I feel a whole lot better. I've taken some of the roots that you're giving me. Some of the arthritis I had in my knees have kind of vanished. You know, I feel 27 again, even though I'm 26. So, you know, God is good. You know, but I want to thank you for all that you do and our neighbor and being a participant in helping people live better, learn better, and be better. So we want to give you a couple of closing words before we wrap up tonight's King Talk. So take it away. If you had a word of wisdom, what would you give to the people of the Bronx and beyond?
Well, first and foremost, you know, again, I want to say thanks to the eye, you know, and all my customers, which, you know, the customers is always my number one, you know, and Mother Nature will lead the way and guide the way for I and I, you know. And to everyone, I just want to always say to everyone, you know, be of good courage. You know, be of good courage, of self-love, because you must love yourself at first before you can able to love the next person. So be of self courage, self-love,
and not just love for yourself, but love for the whole entire community. Be of cheerfulness. You know, cheerfulness for, you know, cheerful for your brother, cheerful for your sister. Always be careful for the elders and guidance for the youth. You know, always look at those examples. I am a product of that, where, you know, where I and I am forward from a stable of my mother, my father, you know, my mother and my father is who raised me up to this child of who I am. And I am always honoring my mother and glorifying my father. Love and always love my brothers and my sisters, and always doing my best to set very good example, you know, for most of the people. You know, I will always left this with them to say, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine, you know, be your food. And for everyone, you know, I says, be principled within yourself. When you want to make a transition from meatologist to be a vegan, practicing vegan eating, you know, we all have to be principled within ourselves, regardless of what a brother or a sister may say to you. It's come down to you, the individual, of whatever you want in life. What do you want to achieve? You know, or do you want your aim to remember even when you pass? You know, these are the things you have to think of, you know, and what is the impact you are, because we all born and come to see, we live in a community where our community needs some assistance, needs some help, you know. Where do you go from there? How do you make an impact in your community to say, well, all right, a virgin or a citizen can say, well, at least, you know, I found that Sun Life, and because of Sun Life, you know, I learned this, or Shango teach me this, you know, Brother Clive share this with me and share very vital information. He taught me something that I should have learned long time ago, but because of what Clive, Sakina, or the workers such as George, Michaela, Stacy, all of my, you know, all of them can also share vital information. You know, so to everyone who is listening, you know, I always want to say, be of good courage and walk good, and do your best to uplift yourself and your fellow brothers and your fellow sisters. One love.
Love. I don't even know. I don't even think I need to end up with a scripture after all of that. But again, we want to thank Brother King Jago tonight for being here, talking his talk, educating us, making us feel good, knowing that there's someplace in the Bronx that's taking care of the people, their health care needs, their vitamin needs, their spiritual needs, and anything else that keeps us being brothers and sisters of taking care of the business. But we do close out with scripture. So I'm going to say to the people, you know, he gave them some real words of wisdom. And, you know, only Corinthians can tell you that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you. So who woman have God in him? Listen, remember, your body is not your own. As King Shango just said, and the Most High said, if we honor your body, please honor your body, because it is a gift from the Most High. It's a gift from a spirit. It's a gift from the greater and bigger than ourselves. So I want to thank everyone again for tuning up, joining us on King Talk Radio. We'll be back next Friday talking more about whatever it is that you want to talk about on King Talk Radio. I'm your council member, Andy King. Till next week, here at Sunlight with the man, King Sango. Till next time, come on and get your roots. God bless. We couldn't